afternoon. It's 4:30 and 39 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Rowan County's new judge executive had his first day in office this week.
New unemployment rates have been released in the Commonwealth.
A former Kentucky auditor has filed paperwork to run for governor.
The U.S. Senate Majority Leader is speaking out against ending the partial government shutdown.
In sports, Moorhead State's basketball teams play a doubleheader at Murray tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around of 33 degrees. Friday, rain likely with a high near 48 degrees. Friday night, 80% chance of rain, lows around 36. And on Saturday, a chance of rain showers, possibly mixing with snow by mid-morning, and patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny, with a high near 48.
Rowan County's newly appointed judge executive had his first day in office on Wednesday. Harry Clark was appointed a week early by Governor Matt Bevin, which otherwise would have been an empty position until January 6th. Clark says the first steps he's taking as judge executive are organizing important county documents and cleaning up the offices.
Right now in the county, what we're trying to do is just go through the offices, determine what's important to keep. And, you know, a lot of people keep stuff that they don't really need. We'll be guilty of that in 4 years, I'm sure. So we're just trying to go through and clean out the stuff that we don't need. It's not data that we need to keep for the county.
Other than routine tasks, Clark says the first official thing the fiscal court will be doing is updating and revising the administrative code, which is the guidance that operates the county.
New state data shows none of Kentucky's 120 counties are reporting more than 10% unemployment. McGoffin County has the highest unemployment rate in the state, but its rate has dropped to 9.9%. This is the first time since October 2000 Kentucky has had single-digit percentage unemployment for all its counties. WKYT reports 107 counties showed a decrease in unemployment, while 9 counties reported an increase. Most of the counties with the highest unemployment rates are in eastern Kentucky. Woodford County has the lowest unemployment rate at 2.5%. The state announced in December the November 2018 unemployment rate was 4.5%, which was unchanged from October 2018. The federal jobless rate in November 2018 was 3.7%.
A former Kentucky auditor has filed paperwork to raise money for the 2019 governor's race. WYMT reports Adam Edelin filed a letter of intent with the Kentucky Registry of Election Finance today. Edelin has not officially filed as a candidate, but Thursday's filing is an indication he will run for governor. Edelin was elected state auditor in 2011. He ran for re-election in 2015 but lost to Republican Mike Harmon. Edelin's running mate is Gil Holland, a businessman who lost a close race for the Louisville Metro City Council in 2016. Republican Governor Matt Bevin has said he will run for re-election. Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear and State House Minority Floor Leader Rocky Adkins have also announced their campaigns.
The incoming Republican Majority Leader in the Kentucky House says his caucus has split into three camps when it comes to what shape pension reforms should take, or if they should happen at all, during the upcoming 2019 legislative session. WDRB-TV reports the new House Majority Floor Leader, Representative Bam Carney, identified three factions developing around the pension issue. Acting House Speaker David Osborne was hesitant to lay out any specifics after the collapse of the session.
I'm not going to speculate on timing, but I will tell you that we are going to continue to work as diligently as we possibly can to find some answers for this pension system.
Lawmakers will return January 8th for a 30-day legislative session to discuss the issue. Osborne also says leaders will need to take the temperature of the caucus, including 16 new members who will take their seats in the chamber this month.
Some Kentuckians are concerned that proposed changes to the Clean Water Act could set back the fight against waste and pollution in their own backyards. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced a replacement for the Waters of the United States rule, lifting federal protections from water sources that are seasonal and wetlands that are not connected by a stream to a larger body of water. Attorney Hank Grady says weakening the Waters of the United States rule could put these Kentuckians in danger.
We're already having great risks to our drinking water from poor systems in eastern Kentucky and across the state.
The public can comment on the proposed changes at regulations.gov. If the rule is finalized, multiple conservation groups already have vowed to take a fight to the courts.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sounded off against Democratic plans in the House to pass measures that would end a partial shutdown without providing funding for a border wall. McConnell said the measures House Democrats are planning to pass will not be a serious contribution to efforts to end the shutdown.
The legislation that House Democrats are reportedly planning to introduce and be voted on tomorrow will not be a serious contribution to the negotiations that are going on between the administration and the incoming Democratic majority in the House.
The White House is demanding that any spending bill include several billion dollars in funding for the wall, something Democrats see as a non-starter. The new Democratic majority takes control of the House today.
Kentucky's junior senator is coming to the defense of President Donald Trump following the release of a scathing op-ed. Senator Rand Paul said Mitt Romney's editorial expressing disappointment in Trump's behavior in office and promising to speak out against the system was a misstep. Paul told reporters that Trump doesn't deserve to be attacked by the former Republican presidential candidate, and the move was unproductive.
The president's the leader of the party, and I don't say that I give him a pass. What I would say is that I think it's more important for us to look at what we have in common, policy-wise, legislation-wise, and try to get it accomplished. And so really, I don't think it serves any purpose other than to gratify oneself if you want to try to criticize the president's character.
Paul has emerged as an ally of the president on foreign policy, criminal justice reform, and taxes. But the senator was highly critical of Trump during the GOP presidential primary in 2015 and 16. We'll have a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
The Eagles head to Murray State for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. OVC action begins tonight for the Moorhead State basketball teams. The Eagles face off with Murray State. The Eagle women stand at 9-4 overall going into tonight's matchup. Murray State plays host with a 4-7 overall mark. The Racers have dropped their last three contests, with the most recent being a 98-77 loss at number 10 Tennessee. That was on Friday. MSU head coach Greg Todd says he's happy with his team's progress so far, but everything changes when conference games begin.
We know Murray's got a young team. They have a transfer post that's one of the top scorers in the conference. They have a lot of good shooters and playing on their home floor. Will definitely be a tall order, but we're excited to get conference rolling and look forward to the challenge.
Moorhead State is currently ranked top 10 nationally in five statistical categories. The Eagles boaster one of the most unselfish offenses in the nation, ranking 10th in total assists. On the defensive side of things, MSU ranks fourth in total steals and sixth in steals per game. The Eagles also rank fifth in turnovers forced per game. This is the Eagle men's first game of the new year tonight. Head coach Preston Spradlin says Murray is one of the harder teams the Eagles will be facing off against, along with Austin Peay and Belmont.
Each one of those games is significantly different in terms of the style of play and which personnel, particularly at each position, that we've got to be mindful of, that we're keying on and taking away their strengths. But, three really tough opponents right out of the gate.
Murray stands undefeated with home games this season. Spradlin says keeping Murray's star player at bay will be the hardest challenge the team will face this coming game. Both games can be heard on WIVY. Women's basketball plays at 6 and the men tip off at 8. Taking a look at regional girls high school basketball action tonight, Ashland Blazer travels to Greenup County for a 7:30 matchup. The Kittens stand at 8-3, while the Lady Musketeers are hoping for their third win of the season. 8-2 Russell travels to Johnson Central. The Red Devils are looking to take down the Lady Eagles, who stand at 9-6. Montgomery County hosts Bracken County, also at 7:30 p.m. The Lady Indians are 3-11 on the season, while the Lady Bears come in at 6-9. In boys high school action tonight, cross county rivals East and West Carter face off in Olive Hill. The Comets are 7-5 on the season, while East sits at 2-9. Elliott County hosts Lewis County. 10-1 Elliott hopes to grab another win from the 9-5 Lions at home. Mason County heads to Campbell County. The Royals are 6-7 going into tonight's 7:30 matchup with the 9-3 Camels. And finally, in sports this afternoon, the Rowan County basketball teams are gearing up for their doubleheader tomorrow night with Morgan County. The 8-3 Lady Vikings fell to 5th in the 16th region last week when they suffered losses to Mercer and Elizabethtown. The Lady Cougars have just one win so far this season, but Rowan coach Matt Stokes says that's no reason to underestimate that team.
Coach Thomas is working really hard over there. They got a young group at Morgan County. A few years, they're going to be a pretty good group. But we're hoping with us being at home finally that our shooting will improve. You know, our defense has been really well, but our shooting so far has been below what I expect. And, you know, we shoot at our gym. We shoot pretty good in practice, so I'm hoping that'll turn over these next couple of games.
Tip-off Friday is set for 6 p.m. for the girls' matchup. This is just the second home game of the Lady Vikings have had this season. The boys of Rowan and Morgan will play immediately following that game. The Vikings are riding a 14-game winning streak to open the season, placing them at the top of the 16th region. Coach Sean Thacker says Morgan County has a more experienced team.
Matkins, the point guard, he's probably one of their best all-around players. He gets it done on both ends of the floor. He's their floor general. You know, he's just a real heady, solid point guard. The Helton kid last year came off the bench and gave him an athletic spark, so now he's one of their top players. He's athletic. He gets to the rim. He gets on the offensive glass. So, defensively, he'll be a big challenge for us.
Game time in Moorhead is set for 7:30 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Southeast Missouri for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday, January 17th. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35 p.m. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Cody Robinson, Haley Stidham, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Tilden Johnson, and WUKY's Josh James. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chad Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.